agriculture. State fumes over rice fumigation. Takes starch out of moldy rumors. The question, how safe is our rice, has been raised again after rumors spread through social media that the government may have sold over-fumigated rice stocks to leading hypermarket operators to be repacked for distribution under their house brands. The rumors have gone viral on Facebook as well as Line, with posts warning consumers not to buy house brand rice packs from hypermarkets. The posts claim over-fumigated rice is hazardous to health and poses a cancer risk. A miller based in Saraburi, who asked not to be named, said fumigation is a common practice to kill insects for both domestic consumption and exports. But for state rice stocks, which have been kept for a long time, fumigation is repeated several times a year, he said. In normal practice, millers will fumigate 2 times a year, at most, as their grain circulated in accordance with the annual harvests. The chemical used to fumigate rice is phosphine, a substance promoted by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, to replace methyl bromide, a more hazardous chemical. We don't exactly know how many times a year the government's rice stocks are fumigated, but we think the frequency is high because the rice is relatively old and contains high moisture, he said. We also believe over-fumigated rice poses certain risks to consumers. Therefore, consumers have to be smart and choose new rice. They should avoid old rice, which is normally muddy in color and contains flakes or dust and smells moldy. However, authorities and rice traders have brushed aside such rumors, alleging they are politically motivated and aimed at discrediting the government. We don't know where the rumors came from, and there have never been reports that people die from eating the government's rice stocks, replied Prani Sirapan, Director General of the Foreign Trade Department. People should not panic just because of the rumors, and over-fumigation is not possible, as frequent fumigation will add expenses to surveyors, which function on behalf of the government. According to Ms. Prani, the rumors, which have spread for a few days, could be aimed at making it harder for the government to clear its existing rice stocks. Phosphine is supposed to be a safe substance, as normally its residue will gradually be lower or vaporize after 5 to 7 days of fumigation, she said. Rumors that rats fall dead after eating over-fumigated rice are also not true. The rats may die because they run into the silos during fumigation. Somkyet Makchayathorn, president of the Thai Rice Packers Association, has also played down the rumors, saying phosphine is a food-grade substance used to fumigate weevil without chemical residue. Mr. Somkyat also insisted that there is no addition of anti-fungus chemicals to the packed rice. This is because packed rice is polished and cleaned before packing and has low moisture of about 12 to 14% moisture. The Thai Retailers Association also released a statement yesterday affirming that all member stores have carefully chosen their rice packers. The selection process is up to international standards, ranging from factory inspection, storing and rice packaging process, to product quality and safety inspection, it said. The operations and labeling of these packers are also in line with state regulations. The association also called on consumers to apply discretion in spreading groundless information. Doing so will not only cause panic among the public, but also affect credibility of the country's overall produce. Kudatara Nagavirot, Corporate Affairs Director of Big C Supercenter PLC, the operator of Big C Hypermarkets, said the chain had carefully selected its five packed rice suppliers for its house brands, and they comply strictly with international standards. We inspect and audit our rice suppliers on stocking procedures, packing processes, and food safety compliance frequently, said Mr. Kudatara.